This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, redictating a history and physical on Michael Ray. Last name R-A-Y, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was, the original date seen was June 20th, 2022. This is a redictation because for some reason the transcription didn't go through or didn't transcribe it. New paragraph chief complaint. He was admitted following a hospitalization. And he actually had multiple hospitalizations this year for things including sepsis, acute kidney injury, debility, and he had a tracheostomy, and that was a stoma period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Ray had laryngeal cancer, period. He had a laryngectomy in 2013, period. There doesn't seem to be recurrence of the cancer, but he needed a tracheostomy and is debilitated, period. He had hospitalization for what appears to be a tracheoesophageal fistula that canceled, that complicated this period. This year, he was in the hospital on a couple occasions, period. He had a period of metabolic encephalopathy with hypernatremia and hypothyroidism. And at one point on May 9th, his sodium at St. Mary's Hospital was 152. I mean, no, it was 171 and came down gradually, period. He was septic and was treated for pseudomonas and the sputum and treated with cefepime, period. He had also non-auguric acute kidney injury that was felt to be pre-renal, period. This was treated with IV fluids, period. He was treated with levothyroxine for hypothyroidism, but they actually did IV therapy there, period. His hypertension was controlled, period. He's known to have prostatic hypertrophy and chronic kidney disease stage 3 and coronary artery disease with a previous bypass, period. This coronary disease is stable, there's no chest pain, period. The laryngectomy was done at Henry Ford, period. He actually had a treatment at St. Mary's, automental status, period. They tried to transfer to Henry Ford, but they did the tracheostomy, but they refused transfer, period. He was known to have a tracheoesophageal fistula with connection to the upper esophagus, period. He felt right lung pneumonia due to chronic aspiration, period. That's why he was developed pneumonia, period. He came to Mission Point with hope of some rehab and likely long-term care, period. In fact, review of systems, constitutionally, he's thin-framed, no fever when seen, no complaints. ENT, he has a tracheostomy, no, he doesn't seem to have hearing problems or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea, sometimes seems to cough, but not a severe cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria, endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. Skin, no rash or itch, heme, no bruising or bleeding. And neurologic, no headaches, syncope, or seizures. He appears to be over the encephalopathy. New paragraph, past history is positive for cancer of the larynx, coronary artery disease, drinking of esophageal fistula, and that may be chronic. Now, there's some evidence of that. Aspiration pneumonia. Hypothyroidism. Sepsis. The paragraph, family history. His mother is alive and his father is deceased, but he does not know what his father died from, period. He answered negatively when asked if there's cancer or heart disease or diabetes in the family, period. He doesn't know of any illness in his mother. he does not know anything about any other family members with respect to her medical history. Depending on social history, in the past there was history of alcohol use and smoking, but not at the present time period. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or but ill appearing acutely, but he is debilitated, thin frame. He does ambulate. Vitals were as recorded on June 20th or 19th. Actually, I'm doing 18. Blood pressure was 104/64. Temperature was 98.1. Pulse was 77. Vitre was 18. Oxygen saturation was 98%. Head and neck, pupils weak and reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, neck has a tracheostomy period, it's more of a stoma with a hole. Use normal inspection, hearing seemed adequate. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing period. Cardiovascular, normal, soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. He has a tracheostomy, he has a feeding tube. No palpable organomegaly period. Chest wall has a scar. CNS cranial nerves are ghostly normal. Sensation was intact. You can ambulate. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range motion was normal. There's no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis and clubbing. Skin was unremarkable, no rash or itch period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan one. Mr. Ray wanted to eat, but he has failed swallowing assessments. Thus the plan was tube feeding period. There was consideration given for a waiver, but the facility declined that period. New line number two. He has had laryngeal cancer and likely a tracheoesophageal fistula period. He had been refused the follow-up at Henry Ford period. Three, he has coronary artery disease, which is stable post-bypass surgery. Five, he has hypothyroidism, treated with levothyroxine, 37 micrograms daily period. Six, he has gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is controlled period. Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.